Rudy Crewe is no stranger to a good fight. The former head of New York City schools had major clashes with then-Mayor Giuliani until Crewe was fired in 1999. His next challenge came almost 3 years ago when he took over Miami-Dade County's troubled urban school system. He's brought big improvements to the schools there, but he's also clashed with some of Miami-Dade school board members. Now there's speculation that Crewe could be soon moving on. Joining me now to talk about his role as the head of Miami-Dade Schools is Superintendent Rudy Crewe. Dr. Crewe, nice to have you on again.
Thank you. It's always good to talk with you, Tony.
It has been 3 years since you took over the Miami-Dade school system. Has it been what you expected?
In every sense of the word, yes. This has been a district that has sort of entered a learning curve about how to get better at its work. This has been about adult learning, to be perfectly honest with you. And the result of that has been lots of gnashing of teeth, as you might guess, lots of other issues that have surfaced, including governance, lots of political sparring, and honestly, some very, very good results turned in by our children in schools throughout the entire county.
You know, there has been obviously some battling. There's no secret about that between you and the members of the school board in Miami. Is it too much to call it a war, though?
Whether or not it's called a war or not, it is divisive. It can, in fact, become part and parcel of a real loss and drain of energy. It can also be inspiring in the sense that, you know, people really do see that there is a cause, and where there is a cause, people really do rally. And I've been seeing the community rally, not so much around me, but around the notion of continuing this progress.
Conflict is not something that is new to you, and I want to take you back 3 years to June 8th, 2004, when you and I did an interview for NPR about your coming to Miami-Dade. This is a piece of that interview. Listen. A Miami Herald profile says this about you, Rudy Crewe. Quote, he deals, charms, engages, and outmaneuvers until his opponents have either signed on to his vision for urban education or have been trampled by it. If he cannot win by persuasion, he is perfectly happy to win by force, end quote. Is that you?
I do think that this is, you know, a sort of a battleground of sorts. It's a battleground of ideas and competing notions about how best to educate children. And I believe that there needs to be a certain degree of formidable, clear and powerful or compelling, you know, notions that emanate from the public school sector.
So here's my question to you today, 3 years later. How much of the discord do you think is of your own doing because of your management style?
I don't think that this is about management style. If I did, I'd really, you know, sort of changed. I would have changed by now. This is about overcoming the inertia of systems that have long since been in need of change. What really has to happen when you're talking about educating poor children, when you're talking about educating children and distributing dollars across a very wide spectrum, when you're up against that, you are always going to be up against some really formidable ideas and notions about, well, you know, how should we go ahead and do that? And once you enter the landscape where you want to actually answer that and then create it, you are going to have challenges.
Now, you were a vociferous opponent of vouchers, which awaited you when you got to Florida, and you told me then that you would deal with it. How have you dealt with school vouchers since you've been in Florida, and has your mind changed regarding their value?
No, my mind has not changed at all. I still see this as an enormous drain of money from the public school system. I don't ever see that there'll be a time when a voucher system will ever replace or respond even to the enormity of the needs of the public school system. So I have my strategy in dealing with it has been, frankly, to ignore it.
Here's my final question for you. You've had some successes, obviously, there. Even your critics would have been conceding that. In terms of the district's test scores, for example, you had a successful teacher's contract that was negotiated. You've done some construction and reduced the number of portable classrooms. But you were quoted in the Miami Herald about a month ago, Dr. Crewe, asking rhetorically, at what point does the risk completely outweigh the reward? And you said that you weren't there just yet, but you were paying attention and doing the, as I think you said, calculations. What are the calculations telling you now about whether you will or won't stay, or whether you want to or don't want to stay?
What I meant by that day, Tony, was that, you know, there's most of us who do this work do it for very long hours. And you do so because you love these children and you love the possibility of seeing their lights go on inside their heads and their hearts. But it comes at a cost. Most of us are willing to pay that cost, and I've been doing it, you know, for some period of time. I think the question I was raising here in Miami is, and I feel very strongly about, is, you know, this doesn't have to be the place where you die. This doesn't have to be the place where you have your first heart attack. And the kind of brutality that has been leveled by some board members and, frankly, by some people in the community has made me, as I say, you know, do the calculations. And so what I've essentially said is, you know, community rally. If you want this to continue, you're going to have to step up to the plate. And I want to be able to say that we've got a great brand here. We've got a great competitive school system, and that school system is someplace you can trust that your kid is going to get a really, really powerful education in. And that, in my mind, has been what resoundingly has come forward from this community as a result of this debacle over the course of the last several months.
Dr. Rudy Crewe, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Rudy Crewe is superintendent of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools.